I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lest anyone think all we do is go pub to pub.
No.
Fire to fire. We actually had a really big week of creativity and work this week.
Yeah.
I put out my new single, Lovers, mm-hmm. and I thought this was a very interesting conversation that we could have because the song was really inspired by our relationship. I wrote it, you're in the midst of writing your memoir, and I'm thinking a lot about the past and, you know, all this kind of stuff. That's Jerry Beckley sending me an MP3 of something. I think a song based on someone's wife who just got delusional. Anyway, I want to hear, listen to that after. But I wrote this song for you because we were, you know, as like a couple that got together as true adults.
And I love that you didn't tell me. You often don't tell me you're writing a song about me, which makes it even more romantic.
Well, I try not to be too dramatic because you never know. When you're writing a song, you want to be in service of it. And if it turned out, it could have gone in another direction, yeah. You know?
But wait, what direction?
Oh, I don't know. I just mean when you start writing something, you don't know what it's going to become. It could become more of a character theme or some kind of abstract exploration. But someone responded on Instagram, said, "What a beautiful song. There is both tenderness and strength in these words. Men are often taught to fear and be suspicious of their partner's history instead of celebrating and appreciating it. This is radical counter-programming in a sweet love song." And I guess I wanted to talk to you about, you know, as people that came together with sort of histories that we brought, what do you think about that? Like, I know some couples struggle with that, like feeling, I mean, we had dinners, you with your ex-husband and me with my ex-girlfriend at the time. We were, you know, Adam Horovitz and Claire Danes. We had a double date basically at one point.
And so I need to kind of remember the dialogue of that.
Yeah. So our histories have sort of been part of our life, but how do you feel about your partner's histories? Like, do you...
I think as I grew up in a time when people weren't just going out of high school or school and marrying young, like it sort of, and my parents' generation were of the
free love, baby.
Yeah. They just, I mean, it wasn't like, orgy town.
I mean, it was an orgy town, but it wasn't only an orgy town.
It wasn't like multiple, it wasn't an orgy town in one room. It was just, you know, what's it called? Incestuous in the music scene.
Serial monogamists just bouncing around. Yeah.
But not incestuous, but just like it was, people dated their people. But I'm no like Warren Beatty with the list of thousands. But my group of friends also, yeah, we just like it was sort of a handful of partners.
Yeah. And you never found, you know, it's funny because I had one girlfriend. Just before you, a shorter girlfriend. We aren't going to say her name. but that is the one person you were weirdly threatened by from my history.
Listen, beautiful babies might relate to this. It's funny when you start dating someone, often the person, first you date, you're on your best behavior, and then something kicks in and jealousy comes in. And then all of a sudden you might see a photo of your person you're dating and their ex, or they're one of the people, and all of a sudden it kicks in and you feel like jealous, which you didn't have in the first few weeks. But the person that it wasn't Claire Danes.
No, it's because the one who's just before, right? Maybe. That you feel curious about.
Yeah. But sometimes it's somebody who's not right before. But in this case, I think I just love Claire Danes as an actor. I don't know her that well. But
you
I just,
knew her enough.
Yeah. I knew her enough. But I also, for some reason, just, I don't know. It didn't rub me the wrong way.
I'll never forget, though, there was one photo I had of we were on a swing, me and this ex-girlfriend. I'll call her Melody. And she was on a swing and you were like really obsessing about the hem of her jeans and the shoes she was wearing. Because you were trying to garner information about my past.
That's,
I guess.
True.
Yeah.
Well.
But you're over that now, or do you still have nightmares of Melody coming back
to
haunt you?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know what did it. I mean, she was young and model-esque and I don't know, just like, maybe it was just because I was just coming out of being that kind of age. And I don't know. There's something about it. But you were always laughing, like, ugh.
Yeah, do nothing to be threatened by.
But yes, so I've had, for you, I've had, I'm older and I sort of was a little more.
You'd had an ex-husband, you had a baby daddy, you had men that had played very significant roles in you. And you're writing your memoir at the moment.
I know. I thought of when you sang that song, Lovers, I thought of your mom in the audience and people who've just had like, you know, they had their part.
She's had a few now, you know.
I know, after your dad, but.
Yeah, she married my dad young and he died when he was 10 years old.
And like new partner was married forever and ever. Yeah. I don't know, it's a different generation. Yeah. I think that I just was curious about what she thought, but I think it's a beautiful song and I'm still absorbing it. But yeah, I think it's amazing because it's all about somebody and all their different partners and stuff. Yeah,
and the song is kind of about honoring it. Like I genuinely feel, because we knew each other for a long time and I genuinely think the Ione that I met when you were 26 and I was 18, like that wouldn't have been a good match for me and you at that time. Like we had a lot of things we still had to go through separately.
Yeah.
And I feel like person, when we got together, when you were 36 and I was 28, we were ready, partly because of all those experiences.
So young. I mean, you were always so smart and bright, but yeah, that's way too young.
Yeah.
Even for me.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of nice that people.
It's a very interesting song. It's intriguing and it is revolutionary in a sense because it's a man talking about this woman who's had different. It is quite provocative, loves, but it's a very beautiful song.
Well, because men are more traditionally possessive or territorial with the women that they're with and they feel more ownership or something or threatened by their sexual history or something.
Yeah, and
like
if a woman
I think that's changing.
If a woman wrote about a man having like a million partners, it's not a million partners for me, but you know what I'm saying.
To hear the rest of this episode, as well as receive lots of other exclusive content, head over to our Substack and consider supporting We Do Together for just $5 a month.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.